This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, Tony and gang. My name is Kaylee from Michigan. I wanted to call because I feel super connected to your podcast because I found it shortly after I lost my 18-year-old brother last year to suicide, the 4th of July, 2020, actually. And I am just heading home from his first annual Memorial Golf outing, which went amazing. But finding this podcast and hearing the stories absolutely have made a huge difference. It was something that I kind of was looking for after losing him, just to still hopefully someday find that connection with him and know that maybe the last time I saw him wasn't going to be the last interaction that I had with him. So thank you guys for keeping that hope alive within me. And I actually have a few stories that I think show that he was still around and is still around and checks on me from time to time. One of the super common things that I've always been told in my family, and I know not just my family, is that ghosts will move around dimes and leave dimes places. And I think my brother definitely leaves dimes for me because I find them in the weirdest places. I often find them like right outside of my car door when I walk up to it. Or there was one day shortly after he passed that I wasn't doing mentally well, and I went to get in my car because I was at work, and I went to get into my car, and he had, I believe, left a dime on my driver's seat, and I so strongly believe it was him because I don't ever carry cash or change or do anything like that, so it's not like I just have it laying around or it'll fall out of my pockets or anything like that, because I just don't carry change. And I found it in a few other places as well, but definitely during the times when I need someone to tell me that things are going to be okay. And I really do think that he's trying to tell me to calm myself down, think straight, and be smart. but also, I have a feeling that he has come to check on me in other ways as well. When I'm at home, I have a hallway that leads down to the bedrooms and the bathrooms and things like that. But otherwise, it's pretty dark if no one's down there, because we don't just keep lights on. There's no windows in the hallway or anything. But every once in a while, out of the corner of my eye, I will see just like a shadow of a person peek around that corner, look in my direction, and just kind of tuck themselves back around into the hallway. And this never happened before he passed. When I told our mom the story, because we don't live together, she told me that she'd been experiencing very, very similar things where she'd be sitting in her living room and there's a hallway that leads off from it. And she goes, someone will just peek around that corner every once in a while, and I always say, hi, I miss you, I love you. So she gets the feeling and the same identical experience, even though we live a couple hours away from each other, which is just amazing. And once again, reinforces my thoughts that it probably is my brother. And then finally, another thing that people always say, and I believe I've heard on the show as well, is cardinals will represent, you know, people who have moved on as well. And I was sitting in my car one day recently, about a week ago, and a little cardinal came and landed on the, like, windowsill, the driver windowsill of my car door. On the outside, my window was rolled all the way up. It didn't land on my mirror. It landed in the most, like, difficult place in my head, I imagine. for a bird to land on a car and just stared in the window at me. And then it didn't tap its beak, but it kind of tapped its head on the car window. And I'm terrified of birds, but this one was calming and I was very interested in it. And I instantly thought of my brother, and it started to like fly away. So I was like, okay, you know, goodbye, I miss you. And it came right back, landed on the windowsill in almost the same place, and once again just kind of like tapped its head, not its beak, on the window. And it was almost like it was like, hey, just checking on you, making sure you're good. And then finally it flew off, and you know, that was that. But I was kind of wondering about your guys' thoughts, or if you've heard other similar stories. I've always felt super comforted by all of these experiences, whereas, you know, I've had other, what I believe are paranormal experiences from all the way down to childhood and, you know, up until my, you know, adulthood now. But these ones are very particular to me, where I believe it's been my brother specifically, because there have definitely been times that I've been scared, and there have been a couple minutes sometimes where I'm like, is this something dark? You know, is this something that's trying to trick me into thinking it's my brother? But those thoughts are fleeting, and, you know, they don't stick around. Most of the time I feel comforted. So I just wanted to know your guys' thoughts and opinions, and I just wanted to share my story. And also, I hope that it gives someone else hope somewhere if they've lost a loved one recently, to know that maybe they'll come back and check on you from time to time. And I also just want to encourage anyone who is struggling with mental health, because God, there's so many people that love you and want you around, and so many people that might even just be strangers that want to help you. You affect so many people around you, and you don't even realize it until it's too late. So please, please, please take care of yourself and get help if you need it. And don't be afraid to ask for it. It's not cowardly to admit you're struggling. But thank you guys. And I appreciate everything you do and the hope that you keep alive in me. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.